OLTU.com,
the home of quality podcasts.
Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams.
Hi, and welcome to episode 196 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from ShuttersIncPodcast.com. And a couple of things to talk about this week. First of all, I'm very exciting. I just found out, and I'm sure some of you have already heard, that Joe McNally is doing a tour this year called Through the Lens. And he's coming to Australia and New Zealand. And I think that's probably a first time. I don't know that Joe's been down here before, so that's pretty exciting. He's apparently going to be here in May of this year, which means that it will probably coincide with PMA. It may not, I don't know for sure, because dates haven't been announced. They've just said May, but not actually specified dates. So that's pretty exciting. They have confirmed on the website that he will be in Sydney, and I think he's doing Melbourne and Brisbane, and I know he's off to New Zealand after here, so... pretty exciting. So I'm trying to round up some interest. If anyone is in Sydney and interested in attending a Joe McNally lecture and workshop, where you get, you know, to shoot with Joe, and why you wouldn't want to be a part of that, I don't know. Let me know. I've reached out to Joe's people to see if we can get some sort of a group discount. That may not be possible, I don't know, but I would imagine, you know, somebody like Joe McNally, they can be pretty much sure that they're going to sell out every seat that's available, so they may not be inclined to offer a group discount, but hey, you can only ask. So let me know if you're interested, if you're here, either in Sydney or within reach of Sydney, and interested in attending. I would love to go and do it, and I don't know what's happening in Melbourne. I would be very surprised if Shelton and Glyn aren't trying to organise some sort of a tie-in with Joe and CPW. I haven't spoken to either of them in the last couple of weeks, so I don't know. Very exciting stuff. So let me know if you're interested. 2 weekends ago, God, has it been that long already? Yeah, it has. Myself, another photographer from Sydney, Chris Bellier, who's also a listener to this podcast, and Desiree, a model that we shot with for the Sydney meetup number 15 at Tobruk Station, three of us got together and just did a sort of a glamour shoot. Chris organised a studio that we could hire in the Sydney suburb of Epping, not too far actually from where I work. Monday to Friday, and yes, we hired this studio for 4 hours, got Desiree in, got a makeup artist to do her makeup and hair for her, and just did a basic glamour shoot. And, you know, I think it was probably the first time that I've actually worked in a studio situation where I was not rushed. And it was a great experience, and just had a great time. Really enjoyed just experimenting with lighting, you know, trying different angles, different intensities, you know, try just turning that light off completely and just, you know, work with one light, and then just slowly just tweaking the setup, you know, piece by piece, and not feeling rushed about any of it. You know, it was really liberating, I guess. And I know Chris had a great time, I had a great time, Desiree had a great time, she was happy with the photos that we got out of it, and yeah, it was just good fun. And I would highly recommend, you know, if you don't have the funds to hire a studio and a model and all that sort of stuff on your own, definitely try and, you know, find somebody else who's of, you know, equal or you know, relatively comparable skill level as yourself, and pull your resources, you know, and go and hire a studio for a couple of hours, and just, you know, we just had such a great time. And the great thing about hiring a studio was all the backdrops were there. There was lighting there that we could have used if we wanted to, but Chris brought his own lights, so we used those because he knew those lights inside out and back to front. But yeah, just, you know, having access to a space where everything was there that we needed was just a great experience. You know, I've obviously, you know, I've done a few lighting workshops with Shelton and helped run some of those lighting workshops. But on those kinds of days, you know, when you're helping Shelton out, you don't really have a lot of time to experiment for yourself, because, you know, you're in a workshop environment and everyone's trying to do their, well, not do their own thing, but, you know, you set up one sort of light setup and then you want everyone to get that shot, and there's not a lot of time for personal experimentation on a workshop day. And so the beauty of just the three of us getting together in the studio was that we did have that time to just experiment. And I'll put a link to the photos that I got out of it on my blog in the show notes for this episode. So if you want to check out what we shot, you can do. It was just a great time. And yeah, I know I've already said thanks, Chris, but I'll say thanks again, mate. It was great. I had a great time. Got to do more of it. Something else that came up recently, and this was crazy because I should have recognized this a long time ago. You know, I love shooting panoramas, right? And I particularly prefer the approach of shooting multiple frames and stitching them together in Photoshop later on, as opposed to, you know, shooting with a panoramic format camera. Yeah, that's just a little outside of my budget right now. And you know what? Even if it was in my budget, I don't know that I'd go there. I kind of like the flexibility of shooting a multiple image panorama and then stitching it together. So, having done a few of these in my time, these panoramic images made up of multiple shots, I've kind of got a workflow happening, you know, and I sort of know how to approach it and what sort of a result to expect from a certain setup. And, you know, call me slow on the uptake because I've had my Alpha 850 for 2 years now. But I noticed after I got my Alpha 850, I was having a really tough time getting the images to stitch together nicely in Photoshop, where when I was using my Konica Minolta 7D, I was not having any issues at all. And I thought, why am I having such a rough time? Why are these images not stitching properly? You know, it's not like I'm not leaving enough overlap. You know, the general rule of thumb when you're shooting a multi-image panorama is that, let's say you're shooting from left to right, then the left-hand side of your second frame should overlap at least 30% with the right-hand edge of your first frame. Right, so you should basically have one third of a frame overlap at every join. And I had been making sure that I was obeying that rule, that I was having plenty of overlap. I even got to the point where I was shooting sometimes almost 50% overlap, which essentially means that every second frame is theoretically redundant, and still having a tough time with it. And I'm thinking, what on earth is going wrong here? And then it finally dawned on me a couple of months ago, and I just hadn't got around to talking about it earlier. What it was that when I bought my Alpha 850, I bought the vertical grip to go with it. Right? Now, you might think, well, what's the vertical grip got to do with it? Well, the vertical grip means that when the camera sits on the table, like if I was to take my camera out of its bag and just plonk it on the table right here in front of me, with the vertical grip attached, the center axis of the lens is a good inch and a half, however high the vertical grip is, higher off the table than it would be if I had not got the vertical grip attached to the camera body. Now, the reason that is important is because of what's known as parallax error. Now, I know Shelton and I have discussed this in the past, and it's you've probably heard of things like Nodal Ninja, which is a third-party contraption that's designed to attach to your tripod head, and you mount your camera with your lens of choice, and you can adjust the position of the camera and by as a result thereof, and the lens as well, within these sliding frames, so that your lens is in the correct position for pivoting. Because you see, what happens is when you pivot the camera, if you're not pivoting over what's called the nodal point of the lens, then you get what's called a parallax error. And a parallax error is where objects that are closer to the camera appear to move across your field of view faster than objects which are further away when there is a parallax error. Now, when you get your camera positioned correctly, so that the nodal point of the lens is also the point at which you are pivoting the lens, then you don't get any parallax error. An object which is close and an object which is, you know, far away will always remain in line with each other, which doesn't happen if you're not on the nodal point. It's probably a little bit convoluted to try and describe in an audio-only podcast, so I've included in the show notes a link to to youtube.com, a search result for parallax error. So there's a whole bunch of videos there that pertain to parallax error and explaining how the parallax error comes into play when you are trying to rotate. And some of them are made by companies, you know, some of these videos are made by companies who sell, you know, things like the Nodal Ninja, these frames that are designed to mount your camera and lens in so that you can pivot, shoot a multi-image panorama, and the nodal point of the lens is always the point around which you are pivoting. So getting back to my whole conundrum was that because I had the vertical grip on the base of the camera, and when I'm shooting a panorama, I'm not shooting in landscape mode, I'm shooting in portrait mode, what that meant was that my camera was all, you know, side on, obviously, with the base plate that attaches it to the tripod vertically, you know, because it's against the base of the camera, and, you know, and the camera's at a 90 degree angle because it's in portrait mode. And so that meant that the axis of the lens was even further away from the pivot point, which, you know, is basically the center pole of your tripod, than it had been if there had not been a vertical grip in place. So, yeah, I can't believe it took me that long to work that out, but, yeah, worked it out. I really need to get myself a Nodal Ninja, or when I want to shoot a panorama, I really need to take the vertical grip off and just go back to single battery and, yeah, just using the body by itself, because that will at least get the, you know, the axis of my lens closer to the pivot point of my tripod. So yeah, interesting how you make these discoveries eventually. Sometimes not as fast as you wish, but anyway, there you go. And I'll also put up a link to the Wikipedia page, which sort of goes into quite technical detail of explaining parallax error. So if you'd rather read about it, go to the Wikipedia link. If you'd rather just watch a video about it, then check out the YouTube links. And next weekend, we've got the next Sydney photographers meetup shoot, which is Bonnie and Clyde, meetup number 22. I originally planned to do this as an outdoor shoot with, you know, a vintage car of that era, sort of, you know, 1930s vintage. But with the quote-unquote summer, that we've had in Sydney this year. I'm a bit loath to actually go ahead and book a car because we have had, I think, what did someone tell me? That the longest stretch of days without rain was like 3 days or 4 days for the entire summer. It was just crazy, you know. Those of you who live here know what I'm talking about, but to everyone else, yeah, it's just been the weirdest summer ever. They tell me it's El Nino, but yeah, whatever. So yeah, so I'm not too confident on going and booking a car, but I am keeping an eye on the weather report for next Friday, because I figure, well, if it does look like it's gonna be one of those rare days where it's not raining, I might actually get some contacts up my sleeve, so at the last minute I can say, hey, yeah, can we get your car for the night, and we'll do it as an outdoor thing. Otherwise, I'm looking at doing it as an indoor thing, which means I'm looking for a venue with an Art Deco kind of feel. And to this point, I've sort of drawn blanks on finding a venue. I had a couple of ideas, which were old theatres, you know, or cinemas here in Sydney. One is the Orpheum, which is still a working cinema in Mossman, and I rang them up and I told them the story, and they just said, nah, look, not a chance. You know, Friday is our busy night, and we don't have a lot of space here anyway, and the only way we could do it is if you were prepared to hire one of the cinemas. It's like, yeah, not likely. And there was another cinema out in the western suburbs of Sydney, a cinema which is no longer functioning as a cinema. In fact, it's just it's sort of being managed by a trust and occasionally hired out for functions and whatnot. And so I rang them up and I thought, oh, this is actually looking quite promising. You know, if this place is not used all the time, they might be quite keen to have us come in, at least, you know, with our minimum budget, and they might just be happy to have us there, you know. But nope, they wanted about $1,000 for us to just go in and shoot for a couple of hours. It's like, oh, you gotta be kidding, guys. Way outside the budget. Anyway, so I'm still looking, and I've put the feelers out on the Facebook group page saying, you know, if anyone's got ideas, throw me ideas and I'll make the phone calls. So got some phone calls to make on Monday morning and see what I can organise. So anyway, so if you're in Sydney and you're interested in coming along and joining us for a Bonnie and Clyde inspired shoot, drop me a line. You know where to find me. And that'll pretty much do it for this week. If there's anything you want me to discuss or you want to hear about, or anyone you'd particularly like me to interview, please drop me an email. Probably studio@audiotu.com is the best email. And yeah, until I speak with you next, take care.
Shutters Inc., another audiotu.com quality podcast. For previous episodes, check out shuttersincpodcast.com or search the iTunes Music Store. For questions, comments, and feedback, email studio@audiotu.com.